It is Tuesday, the day we give thanks for new music releases, but the Thanksgiving table is almost bare this week. There are offerings from, get ready, American Idol winner Jordan Sparks.
Hold me back.
Al Gore. Well, not really Al Gore. I mean, he does everything else but sing. This is the concert he championed, the Live Earth concert. And Sebastian Bach gets a little help from Axl Rose, so that's something. And we'll check in with music critic Andy Langer for a quick recap of the release list, and then we'll spend some time listening to a few of his favorite songs of the year that you may have missed. Andy Langer joins us now. He's a music critic for Esquire magazine. How you doing, Andy?
Good morning.
Slim pickings, Andy.
Yeah.
Indeed.
You know, I had Live Earth on in the background. I remember something about it, but I can't remember a single musical performance on that thing. Is there anything great?
Well, I mean, there were some great manufactured moments. I mean, you know, like when John Mayer comes out with the Police, you know, not great spontaneous moments, manufactured moments, but it was... You know, it was a whole lot to do about nothing in the end, you know, a big Live Aid style concert that never seemed to get up enough energy to be Live Aid. And, you know, I think it was a great idea, a decent execution, and just sort of it didn't have the impact that I think they thought it would.
Speaking of impact,
yeah, got a souvenir.
Yeah, speaking of impact, Jordan Sparks, anything to say about this? The winner of the American Idol, new release. These things just seem to come and go fairly quickly these days.
Yeah, I mean, when we were talking about the, you know, what we were going to talk about this morning, I said Jordan Sparks, and then I said, wait a minute, she did win, right? And that wasn't that long ago, you know. It was last year, and I watched that season, and I had to try to remember if she won. Back to John Mayer, he's a guy who used to write for our magazine, did a column at Esquire, and he just posted a blog post yesterday that he claims that Jordan Sparks song is one of the best of the year, and he says he doesn't really know who she is as an artist yet, but the song is great. And so John likes that pop stuff and says Tattoo from Jordan Sparks is a winner.
Well, considering that a bunch of American Idols just won a bunch of music awards, even though they are the American Music Awards, you know, not the haloed award show. And, you know, those guys have careers, so...
Look, we could talk about Sebastian Bach, but I want to move on to I want to move on to actual good music, and we're coming into November, so that gives us reason to start talking about the best stuff of the year so far. And the December issue of Esquire magazine is going to feature. Is it on newsstands now?
It is on newsstands now.
Well, it does feature a column you wrote detailing 8 songs that did not get enough play this year. And we're going to talk about a few of this year's lesser-known highlights. Why don't you get us started?
Well, I mean, you know, we figure that the stores hang their Christmas stuff before Halloween. It's not wrong to talk about the 8 best songs of the year. And also figure these are not the songs that you probably heard on your radio or, you know, there's just so much noise now out there. I mean, there's so much music, which is great, but there's so much noise that finding the good stuff becomes that much more difficult. And so, you know, these are... 8 of them, and which one do you want to start with?
Andrew Bird. Let's start with Andrew Bird.
All right.
Tell me about this.
Okay, we're going to hear a little bit of this.
Are you going to keep them down? Oh, no. How you going to keep them down?
The album is Songs of America, Andrew Bird. Janet Reno was involved in this? Explain.
Yeah, Janet Reno produced this record, which means that she went out and basically found the money to do it and found the distributor. But she put together a bunch of songs that are that run the history of America, songs from 1492, then, you know, all the way through to modern times. And, you know, you've got Betty LeVette singing the Bruce Springsteen Streets of Philadelphia. You've got some really amazing stuff on here. It's just a big, sprawling collection. And I think, you know, it's got kind of a dry, patriotic kind of, you know, it was easy to miss. And this Andrew Bird song is great. It's a song from 1919. And it's about the soldiers after World War One returning to the farm after being in places like Paris. And the idea of the song is, you know, maybe they're not going to be so impressed. Maybe they're going to, you know, want to get off the farm now that they've seen the world. And it's also a song that was in Me and My Gal, the Judy Garland, the Gene Kelly movie, and it was a hit back then. But Andrew Bird's version is just stunning, and there's that whistle part. Yeah. You know, he's famous for whistling, and it's really a breathtaking version.
Well, we're going to ramp it up a little bit with Fat Children by Jarvis Cocker. I should say Jarvis Cocker. Let's fire a little bit of that off.
Well, what's it, my friend?
The Jarvis Cocker album, you said, got lost in a sea of good British music this year. What do you like about this?
Well, you know, Jarvis Cocker is the former singer for Pulp, and yeah, the record did get a little lost, but here he is, you know, sort of following that great British tradition of relentless sneering rants. And, you know, in this one, he calls children maggots. He accuses them of trying to kill him for his cell phone. And it's got this great Stooges meets Cheap Trick thing going on. It's a song about violence and about crime that you can't help but smile.
We have about a minute left, so I want to make sure we get to Mavis Staples. This is working out to listen to a little bit before you talk.
All right.
Let's hear it. 99 and a half. Now, 100, is she almost 100 years old, Mavis? She's getting
she
close.
She is not, but she did march, obviously, with Dr. King, and this is a record about the civil rights movement. It's a concept record, and that song's been covered a million times, but she's got this great part in there where she's talking about broken levees and lying politicians. She adds some stuff, and there's this amazing YouTube video that somebody put together with footage from the May Day march in Los Angeles with the riot lines and the police and riot gear, and, you know, that's immigration as the new civil rights. It really brings this song, you know, it brings it back to something even more modern, and it's a really amazing tune from Mavis Staples.
Well, those are three of your top eight of the year so far. You'll have to read the other five in Esquire magazine. Andy Langer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You see, I got 99 and a half, but just ain't quite enough.
Good way to end the hour on a little Mavis Staples. Remember, there's even more of the Bryant Park Project online. I think we should put that YouTube video up. I'm going to go look for it myself. Go to our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Join in on the fun. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Robert Smith, filling in today for Luke Burbank. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
I tell you, the address is 100. 100.